Can you tell me the stories that you remember from your dad and the logging industry?
Well, like I said, I was pretty, I was a little girl. I started first grade that fall. But when we were so excited about Daddy coming home, I remember that he come home on the train. And he was sick. I think he was sick when he left out there. But when he got home, he had double pneumonia, just really, really sick. And we were so concerned. Of course, Daddy didn't tell us much at that time, but later on, he worked. I'm pretty sure that my dad worked for Scott Paper in up at Hamilton. And they had logging camps, and he lived in one of those with, I know that one of his buddies out there, after he come back, one of my brothers was born, and they named him after his friend out there that he had shared a logging camp with, a logging camp, at the camp. And then when he got better, he told us all about the mossbacks. That's what they're called out there. Mossbacks, because they have a lot of rain. A lot of rain and dampness. And of course, we're the Tar Heels, so there you go. But he loved it out there. He really did. And met an awful lot of people. And it was probably the farthest he'd ever been away from home in his life. And being away from his family was, at the time, there was four children, so his wife and us four were home. And then when he come home, then we were all so concerned about his health, but he got better and things got better, and he always talked about Washington and how much he loved it, and what a good experience the logging season that he worked. What a great experience it had been in his life.
That's pretty mean. He didn't take everything she had.
Oh, the one thing I was going to say, when my dad came home, my youngest brother at the time was probably about three, but he didn't remember Daddy. So he was, when he first come back, he was a little hesitant.
Bashful.
So, but he had to learn all over as a three-year-old. Daddy, come home.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Pardon?
That's really interesting how that worked out.
So you just still an awful lot of memories, good memories. And like I said, we all had a great fondness for Washington even before we ever, I know I did before I ever made the first trip out there. I knew Washington and family, and the timber business was the big drawing card for most of them, and a big impact on a lot of our lives.
So the stories coming back from Washington really got you interested in the area.
My daddy talking about Washington, my uncles. Of course, most of his family that went out there stayed. Him and my daddy and one brother come back. But we always had. I always wanted to go. Couldn't wait. And it's just we almost lived out there. I almost grew up out there. So, I have great memories of Washington from a little girl until now. And I've made several trips, and I'm always excited and to see how much progress has been made out there. And
but they had a hard life.
It's a great place.
Okay.